All right, so you guys realize it's the end of the school year, right? Yes, maybe you've been kind of like in this zone, and it is amazing sometimes how fast time goes by. And each of you is going to be going in different directions soon. Some of you are going to be staying here. Some of you are going to be working and not in school. Some of you may be taking school in a different college. Some of you are graduating. Woo. Who here is graduating? Raise your hands. Yeah, wow, awesome. Let's give them a hand. That's an awesome achievement. Good job. But it's interesting, if you think about it, in a sense, most of you are graduating to some new phase or experience of life, right? Whether to the work world or special summer plans or further into your major. You know, it's a transition even going from a freshman to a sophomore, right? When you're a senior, you think, wow, my life's so different than when I was a freshman. My question to you is this. Maybe you haven't even thought about this at all yet. Maybe you think you figured this out already. But I would ask you to think about it this morning. How will you spend your summer? How will you spend your summer? And how will your summer affect the rest of your life? Next Sunday will be the OSU graduation ceremony. Do any of you know yet who the commencement speaker will be? Chris Matthews, okay. I'm sorry, I actually don't know who that is. This is probably terrible. Probably going to get some hate emails or shocked emails. I don't remember who my commencement speaker was for either of my graduations. It's interesting, most commencement speakers don't leave much of an impression, do they? I mean, some do. I remember Obama came a few years ago. That left an impression. Imagine your commencement speaker was God. Yeah, that'd be packed out, right? There'd be a lot of press. There'd be a lot of people showing up just to hear God, you know? Like, wow, and you feel pretty special, right? Wow, God's showing up for my commencement. And you'd be paying attention, right? You wouldn't just be thinking about throwing your hat up and, you know, doing some pranks or just can't wait till it's over. You'd be like, wow, God's here. And you'd be listening. What's he going to say? And he actually knows my future. So actually what he's going to say is really going to be relevant. So I'm going to pay attention. I might even take notes. No more selfies. It'd just be all, you know, God, 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 you know. What would he say to you as you move on into this next phase of your life, this summer and beyond? Around 1400 BC, 3,400 years ago, there was a man who faced a similar situation. His name was Joshua. Ever since he'd been a youth, he had served and assisted Moses, the man who God had used to rescue the Jews from slavery in Egypt. Moses trained Joshua to take his place after he died. It wasn't just a 4-year curriculum. It was like, you know, 40-year curriculum. And just before entering the Promised Land, Moses died and passed on the leadership of the Jewish people to Joshua, a people numbering over 1 million men, women, and children. Think about that. Talk about an entry-level position. Wow, that was a big responsibility. And in Joshua chapter 1, God spoke to Joshua about it. This was kind of like Joshua's graduation ceremony. And God was the commencement speaker. Let's hear what he told Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. So we'll start out reading verses 1 through 5. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Wow, pretty encouraging stuff, huh? Imagine hearing that. So what did God tell Joshua as Joshua entered this new phase of his life? And what's he saying to us today? I'm going to read more, but I just wanted to stop there to point out the first thing that struck me is he told Joshua, take the land. Take the land. Don't get overwhelmed by all your responsibilities. Don't get sidetracked. Stay focused on what I've called you to do, on the reason I have made you the leader of my people. Take the land. Take possession of what I have promised you. And that's the same message he's giving to us today. You may think, well, this is Joshua, 3,400 years ago. How does this apply to me? But you know, it's very interesting. There's a very interesting parallel between this passage, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9, and Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. When Jesus was about to leave his disciples, after he was crucified, raised from the dead, he spoke to them over the course of 40 days. And at one point, he told them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, granted to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always." So Jesus has given us the very same command. Take the land. Make disciples of all the nations. And this is based on Jesus' authority. He says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been granted to me." It's also based on Jesus' promise. You notice how God promised to Joshua that he would succeed? Well, Jesus gives us a promise that John read this morning in Matthew 16. Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to stand against it." I will build my church. This is Jesus' promise, and we get to be a part of that. Let me ask you, who will God put in your life this summer? Maybe you already know some of the people. Maybe you don't know any. Maybe you're going to a new city. But I bet you'll be surprised. I bet you there'll be people you don't expect. Relationships you hadn't realized would occur. And I want to encourage you to keep your eyes open for what God is doing. I want to encourage you to love those people and help them to know and follow Jesus. Take the land. Don't get distracted by all the new responsibilities you have and the pressures and the stresses and the distractions. Take the land. What else did God tell Joshua? In verse 6 through 8, he said, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." Are you hearing those words? Are you hearing them for yourself? What did God tell Joshua? Get the Bible into your life. Get the Bible into your life. Read it. Meditate on it. Don't depart from it. Don't deviate from the to the right or to the left. Stay on course. Get the Bible into your life. Share it with others. Teach it. And most importantly, obey it. Hold to it. And do you notice the promise he gave to him? Then you will be successful. Then you will be successful. Do you guys want to be successful? How many commencement addresses deal with that, right? They come up and they tell you from some perspective how to be successful in your life, what you need to do. This is what you need to do. You need to listen to God. You need to believe and trust God. You need to obey God. And God speaks most clearly through his word. So this summer, I want to encourage you to get the Bible into your life. How much of you of it have you even read? You can read the whole Bible this summer. Do you know that? You totally can do that. Or maybe there's some books in it you haven't read before. Just pick them up and start reading. Maybe they don't make any sense. That's fine. Start asking questions. That's a great way to learn. Maybe there's some favorite passages where God is speaking to you. Memorize them. Have you ever memorized any of the Bible? Get it into your life. And third, what did God say to Joshua in verse 9? He says this, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord is your God is with you wherever you go." He summarizes what he's already said to him. Earlier he said, "Be strong and courageous. Only be strong and very courageous." And he ends with those same words, "Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed." Isn't that what we feel a lot of times when we face transitions? Whether it's getting a new job or graduating, moving on to new year in school, going back home. Transitions always bring stress. We feel afraid. We feel dismayed. And God's telling us today, just like he told Joshua, be courageous. How do we know that? That the Lord is with us? Jesus told us again in Matthew 28. He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So even now, God is speaking to us. He's telling us, be strong and courageous. Trust in Jesus. Follow Jesus. This summer, I want to encourage you guys to step out in faith. You may be thinking, hey, this summer is a chance to chill, do nothing. Well, I mean, that sounds great, but the danger is you'll just drift and you'll end up in a worse place by the end of the summer, not a better place. But try things, new things, do things that are refreshing. Yes, this summer, but I want to encourage you to do something where you have to step out in faith. Talk to someone, love someone, give in some sacrificial way, trust Jesus in your life in some way. And that's how you'll experience refreshment and growth. And just remember, as you do that, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. When you show up for that interview, Jesus is right there with you. When you show up for that new job, Jesus is with you. When you go home, Jesus is with you. He's with you. So be strong and courageous. And if you're returning this fall to H2O, there's one more thing I want to encourage you to do this summer. Pray about what H2O team you want to join when you return. H2O is made up of teams, which are communities of people banded together to focus on reaching out to certain parts of the world that we live in. Hopefully, you guys have been part of an H2O team this past year, but what about next year? Have you even thought about that? Which team should you join? Well, it all depends. Let me ask you a question. What is the group of people that God is calling you to reach? What is the group of people that God is calling you to reach out to? Maybe you're not even sure. Seek the Lord about that this summer. Let that guide your decision about what team to join. If it is students in the dorms, then join one of our teams reaching out to the dorm that you're interested in. We have teams for North Campus dorms. Your shout out. Woo woo! Yeah, ka-chow! As North Lightning. All right, you always know they'll shout out because it's, yes. Ciao. South dorms? Is it South dorms? South teams? Woo! How about Westies? Any Westies here? Yeah, come on. Woo! All right. Or are you interested in reaching out to people living off campus? Maybe you're planning to live off campus next year? Yes? Then check out one of our off campus teams. Let's hear for OC. Is OC out there? Woo! Yeah, yep. Yeah. All right. Especially this morning, want to highlight to you and ask you to consider joining three teams, or don't join three teams, okay? One of these three teams that I'm about to tell you about. These are three teams that you may not have heard as much about, because rather than reaching out to a specific part of campus, which is how we just naturally think, they are reaching out to a particular group of students, wherever they may live, or non-students, as it were, we'll see. So the first group I want to mention to you is SMEEK. Yes, Smith, Steve, and Greek. Did I get that right? Yeah, awesome. Do you guys have a desire to reach out to sorority or fraternity students? Do you understand how much God loves them? Sometimes I know, for me, I was guilty over the years thinking, oh, you know, the Greek scene, that's just all about partying and just, you know, write off all those people and how terrible that is. God is working and moving in the Greek community, and he has a desire to help them to know him. Do you share that desire? Then I encourage you to consider this summer joining SMEEK when you return in the fall and focus on reaching out to the Greek community. For more info on that, write Greek on your comment card. Greek. Or perhaps you don't fit as much into the undergraduate life anymore. Maybe you're married or have kids or are in grad school or professional school, or you're no longer in school and you want to reach out to people in a similar place in life. Then Launch is the team for you. Let's hear it. Yes. Woo! For more info about Launch, see, my phone is ringing. I don't know. Is that God saying, no, what is that? Okay. Technical devices here. Stop. How do I stop you? There we go. Yes. For those who know me, I'm technically challenged. Okay. But if you join Launch, there are plenty of people who can help you with your technology there. And if you're interested in knowing more about Launch, then write Launch in your comment card and someone will get back to you. And finally, do you have a heart for the people of the world? I know that's a bit of a leading question. Who's going to say no? No, sorry. That's right. You have to say yes. Then there is one final team that I'd like to tell you about. And since I'm the one speaking today, Kyle said that I could show a video about it that Allie, one of our team leaders, has made. She surprised me with it a few days ago. So I just want to share it with you this morning. Yes. Woo! So I'm not so sure about that guy with the spatula, but I think all the rest of the reasons are pretty solid. And I remember many years ago being struck by this. There are over 6,000 international students studying here at the Ohio State University. That's amazing. That's larger than a lot of colleges, just in and of itself. And many of them are coming from countries with little or no exposure to Christianity. What a wonderful opportunity to introduce them to the love and good news of Jesus Christ. So this summer, would you prayerfully consider returning in the fall to join H2O International, our team that's focusing on reaching out to international students? If you're interested in knowing more about that, simply write international in your comment card. So in summary, don't let this summer pass you by. Remember that you're on mission and take the land. Whatever land God has put before you. Be hungry for God's will and get the Bible into your life. Remember that the Lord is with you. Be strong and courageous as you carry out his will. And if you're returning to H2O in the fall, would you prayerfully ask God, what team do you want me to join when I return? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that your word is relevant to our lives today, even words that were spoken 3,400 years ago. Lord, you continue to speak to us. Your word is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing down to the very deepest parts of ourselves. We ask you to speak to us this morning. Encourage us, refresh us, convict us, excite us, draw us to yourself and to your mission, to your heart, to your call for all the peoples of the world, in the dorms and off campus, in the sororities and fraternities, in the work world, children, older people, Lord, and international students. Lord, fill our hearts with your passion, your love. And this summer, I just pray, Lord, that you would bless everyone here as they go forward. Help them to take the land, to love and reach out to the people that you put in their lives. Help them to get the Bible into their lives. Help them to be strong and courageous, to remember that you're with them. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.